Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
There have always been elites. There have always been empires. There has always been different groups of peoples usurping and overrunning their neighbors. No different with, of course, Mesoamerican populations and native populations of southern, central, and North America. And then, of course, the northern Europeans, who had made some forays in the last 1,000 years to the North American continent, came in mass in the last 400 years. Launched biological weapons programs, you name it, against the native populations. Oh, but the establishment doesn't do that today. The endgame eugenics program is running against everyone. Of course, in my film Endgame, we show the official U.S. government documents of 42% of Native American women in the 70s under a George Bush-run program by Nixon were sterilized from going in for medical care. That's just some of what we cover here. And, you know, the folks out of Latin America and Mexico say that the Southwest belongs to them because Spain had it, and that's really a fraudulent claim. If anybody's got a claim, it is certainly the tribes that were here in Central and Northern North America. And that would be, you know, the dozens and dozens of tribes that were here known as Indians because of the people that came here believing they'd found India, really their Native Americans, or folks came across the Ice Age Bering Strait out of Asia. And in case you didn't hear, it hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but here's AP. Lakota Indians withdraw treaties signed with U.S. 150 years ago. Now, do they have a right to do that? Well, they certainly do. The Declaration of Independence says that we as Americans in this republic have a right to pull out if the government becomes destructive or abusive. Have you read the Declaration of Independence and compared it to what this criminal government's doing? But let me be clear, this isn't the U.S. government. Foreign corporate interest did exactly what we did to the Native Americans. They've come in here, bought off our politicians, bought off our leaders, played us off against each other on race and religion and creed, and they're dominating us and bringing us into the North American Union, setting up new systems where we have no liberties or freedoms. Now, they've gone to the United Nations. It's being recognized. Of course, I think that's really a problem for them. They don't need to go to the global government to get them to say it's okay. Putin is mad about Kosovo being handed over, seceding. So he's saying he's going to back this, the Russian president. And a lot is happening. So joining us to discuss this, in case you didn't know, this is the most of four states and some pieces of others. Is one of the leaders of this, and it's Dwayne Martin, Sr., and I would give you his native name, but I would butcher that, leader of the Ogallala Lakota Strong Heart Society. 77% of the Pine Ridge want to cut up their driver's license. They're saying they're pulling out, and I believe, going here from Wikipedia, I don't know if it's accurate, we'll ask him here on air, he was involved in the 1973 Wounded Knee federal attack. And again, that's nothing but, it's not even the federal government, folks. That's the banker attack. And so joining us is Dwayne Martin, Sr. Thank you for coming on, Mr. Martin.
Hey, thank you for having us.
In a nutshell, you got the floor. Tell us what you've done and the process and how, and because if you've got liberty and freedom, if you guys succeed in this, I'll cut up my national ID card and move up there with you. Go ahead.
Well, we would really anticipate all of you coming up there to do the same thing we did. But first of all, the reason why we've done that, you know, when we withdrew from the treaties, you know, unilaterally, is because the federal government has never lived up to three-quarters of its provisions. Only a quarter of the provisions on the treaty, you know, which is a contract made with certain tribes.
They're in violation of the contract.
Exactly. So that's, you know, one of the reasons why we did this. I mean, when you have the highest epidemic rate of alcohol abuse on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, the adult male death mortality rate from age 44 on down, and then, you know, when you have the highest incarceration rate of crimes against humanity through this colonial practice, I mean, what's wrong with that picture? Well, the simple, you know, solution is that they should be living up to what they agreed upon with these treaties. Therefore, instead of illustrating an IRA institution, which is the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934, things have gone rapidly chaotic on every reservation within the Midwest. And Pine Ridge is a death trap to that, because right now, as you and I speak, we have an illegal outlaw government running rapidly on the Pine Ridge Indian reservation, spending millions upon millions of dollars of taxpayers' money that's supposed to be designated for the well-being of what the treaty has been expelled to by protecting, you know, the means of our Lakota people in particular. Well, that has never, ever been a plausible entity, you know, on part of the federal government.
Now, go through the process here and what the federal occupation government is publicly responding to and what you, how you think they'll respond in the future. How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, needless to say, over the years when we've done this, I mean, especially when we went into Wounded Knee in 1973, you know, we stood up arms against them because it was the same tactic. You were constantly violating the rights of treaties, the provisions. And so, you know, when there, only a minimal was upheld, we had announced this understanding. And so, as of now, as we speak, you know, the whole process was, we're sick and tired of them not investigating their oath of office. You know, when you have the illegal form of government running rapidly on our reservation, now get this, we had a current tribal council member that's just been arrested for trying to bring in 21 pounds of marijuana. Now, what's wrong with that picture? But yet you still keep him on the tribal council payroll. He's still man qualified to sit there and negotiate terms in good faith. Now, if you and I had did something like that, bam, we're gone. We're gone.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, not to mention, I'm sure you know about the public eugenics program, the extermination program, going right back to the blankets and mowing people down with Gatling guns. The point is, the people running the federal government are not the friends of Native Americans, and I think it's fabulous if large sections of the country secede instead of going to the New World Order as we're going under international control, going back to the natives. What's the process here? What are the feds going to do as you try to kick them out?
Well, first of all, you know what's going to happen. They're going to try to assassinate, you know, the original guys that went down to D.C. on our trip down there to withdraw unilaterally. Now, that's going to be an insult to them. But the calls of what we are initiating are above the law. They also apply to UN law. But we are getting sick and tired of them not living up to their agreements. And I can say this in particular for one of our unique, senators, Senator John Thune. He was supposed to be initiating an investigation to all the graft and corruption.
Look, they're never going to fix it. The government's completely shot. It's not even our. It's not even a federal government. It's an international government. It's under international control. But, I mean, expanding on that then, what is your process then? What happened when you went to D.C.?
Well, the first thing is we took our portfolio and presented it to Daniel Turner, one of the assistant staff members of the State Department. And he took the information down, but I did advise him to read it and also got his signature back on that. Then we took the remaining, you know, bodies of our portfolio and we took them to the Bolivian embassy. And the greatest response we got from them was that on a Richter scale from 1 to 100, they were 75% sure that they would recognize us as a free, independent nation. Now, that was a blessing. So on our way to depart, when we denounced our, you know, a unilateral withdrawal, and then we cut up our driver's license. Now the Richter scale went even higher. They were 82%. And, you know, Bolivia has the first indigenous, you know, president, you know, Evo Morales.
Yes.
Now that's a blessing in disguise. And you can look for the state of South Dakota's five tri-state areas in the future being recognized as a free and independent nation that will be recognized in the international community.
Well, again, this isn't even the federal government anymore. And that's what the average American doesn't understand. This is a usurpation happening right now. And I want to hear more about this, sir. Stay with us for one more segment. Then I promise we're going to get to everybody's calls, Michael, Kyle, Mark, Blazer, Rachel, and many, many others. And I've got other news on the economy, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I support these native tribes pulling out of this union, A, because it's not even a union anymore, B, the crimes committed against them. I mean, notice how they're mild. The gentleman we have on is mild in his accusations. It's literally thousands of times worse than even he says from my cursory study of it. And we're going under international control. They're putting in face-scanning cameras, biometric control grids. We're going deeper into bondage. We need pockets of liberty. We need rebellion against this. We need people saying, I'm coming out of Babylon. I'm pulling out. I'm not going to be part of this. You know, that's what the settlers did that came here from Europe, and then, of course, they set up their very own tyranny yet again. And there, of course, were tyrannies of the natives against each other. The natives were defeated because they could always be divided against the next group and divide and conquer strategies. And, of course, I know you guys are aware of that. But when I read stuff like the new country would issue its own passports and driver's license, and living there would be tax-free provided residents renounce their U.S. citizenship, Mr. Means said. That'd be great Wild West, I tell you. It's a great country up there, too. The treaty signed by the U.S. were merely worthless words on worthless paper. Absolutely, and we're talking to one of the main organizers and one of the people that went down to renounce the treaties that have never been upheld, or were done under duress, by the way, put a gun to their head, and then they take them out for extermination at the reservations, the few that lived. What? Native populations were run down by 98% by 1890, forced to go to white schools, forced to be brainwashed. Same thing's happening to everybody today, but now it's the globalist system. Leader of the Ogallala Lakota Strong Heart Society, the Ogallala Lakota Pine Ridge Reservation. He was in the 73 Wounded Knee Takeover. I got to get you on for a full hour someday, sir, just to tell the story of what happened at Wounded Knee. But in a nutshell, any other points, any websites you want to give out, how you think this is going to play out, what the time frame here is, will they send out the FBI to start machine gunning people again, or what's going to happen?
Well, you know, anything's plausible in their eyes. But first of all, I urge other nations, man, to rise up and do the same. It's a protocol that needs to be, you know, accounted for. And so when, you know, even, you know, the Caucasian citizens living in my country, you want to be free, welcome aboard to the Lakota Nation.
Well, that's what it's all about, is it's the spirit of liberty and freedom is what we need. We need to recognize, are you aware of the whole global government, New World Order, sir?
Exactly. Oh, exactly. We are well aware of it. That's why we're trying to hang on to what little liberties we have. And so the only way to do that is unilaterally withdraw from the treaty. Then and only then can we preserve our history. Our history is dying in this country.
I know.
And two-thirds of our native populated language is actually extinct, man. It's gone. But we the Lakota people, if I might say this in concluding, Lakota kilinawa na santeog na kiktapo.
Well, it's very painful for me to see a culture and cultures exterminated, and there's no doubt that genocide has been performed and executed against the native peoples of North America. The problem is it's going on globally, and now it's the same system, just under new names against everyone. And you know, you say in closing, we've got a few minutes left. What's the process? Well, I mean, what are we going to see unfold here? How do people support this movement for you? I mean, because you have every right, I've read the treaties, to get out of this fraud. Every time you try to get out, they come with violence. They have no right to do that. The Declaration of Independence says that we as U.S. citizens can abolish our deal with the government if it becomes destructive of our liberties. Who could deny it's not destructive of our liberties?
Well, let me say this, man. I have lived in so much denial with this colonial oppressor from day one. But the fact of the matter is we've tried everything in our power to give them the responsibility to act accordingly. Every time we went against them, they constantly lied to my people. Now we're going to take the issue a little further and start living on our truth. The only way this can be ever toppled, everyone in this country and throughout the whole global continent, known as this world, have to start regaining their identity within themselves in order for us to continue to assert our traditional life ways.
That's right, because the corporate system, well, I mean, I agree, the corporate system knows that culture, ancestors, is everything, so they come in and replace it with cheeseburgers and garbage, and I'm not knocking it, but NFL,
right.
All this fake stuff to get rid of it, so we don't even know who we are, and once you don't know who you are, they can do anything with you.
Exactly, exactly right. Exactly. You know, I've always said this. British policies make the world England. Now, the taxpayers need to understand that, you know, they got to understand that little concept truthfully, because when your money and your taxpayer, you know, dollars are being spent for the wrong thing, think about what this country constantly does. It kills and attacks nothing but poor people for their lively resources that is bestowed upon them through the great mysteries teaching. And so, if we don't take a look at this seriously, then you watch, within the next 7 to 13 years, Your own children's rights are going to get taken from them.
Faster.
Take that to the World Bank.
Faster than that. Well, it sounds, sir, we've got to set you up for a full hour. I know you're very busy to talk about what happened in Washington, to talk about the next step in this. This is absolutely amazing. And, frankly, you've been physically attacked before. I think you're right. I think they're going to come after you as this gains steam. But if you have the majority of the people, and now the American people have become informed about what was done to Native Americans, it doesn't look good for the New World Order if you have the will to take action, and you've done that. What is the spirit of the people, the Lakota people, right now?
My people were once living in fear. Well, now this new birthing process that returned is their call of duty to regain their identity and their rightful place upon Mother Earth. This was told to us through our traditional prophecy. And so this is a new beginning of how we're going to continue to work rapidly as an independent nation with people of color. And believe me, sir, I will come back. You give me a call when you come back on the show, I'll be willing to go a whole full hour with you. And I really thank you for giving us this opportunity, man, to be on your show to launch this truth, because now the red man has the power to get back what is rightfully his, and that's the five tri-state areas within the Midwest: Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, and North Dakota.
Absolutely. Now, there's a few websites here I've got in front of me. Which one should we fire out in closing?
Well, you can go to www.LakotaFreedom.com, and then you can also go to the Republic Lakota, but you got to understand that one. To me, I wouldn't really want to support that one because, again, we're putting a European name before something that already had one. And so I choose to go by the first one. And we are going to be coming out with another a web page here in the next week, in a few days, and we'll launch that back out there so more people can get on board and see what's coming about all this. But I want to send my heart out to you for giving us this opportunity to speak on your show, and I'm looking for a better time to talk more on this, and thank you for understanding the true message of freedom.
Oh, I do, and I know the key to the New World Order's operation of dehumanization is to destroy all of our cultures and to watch the Native American culture literally at the brink. It was once a great fire. It's burned down to a tiny little spark, but that spark can rekindle a great fire again, and I think we see that starting now. We must stand against any force that tries to exterminate any population or group. So I salute your work. We'll talk to you very, very soon, sir.
All right. Thank you for having us. You have a great evening.
You bet.
Okay.
Take care. All right, folks. I promise. We'll go directly to Mark, Blitzer, Rachel, Michael, Kyle, everybody on the other side. I got a bunch of economic news, really important stuff as well in the next 30 minutes. So be sure and stay with us. I'll also recap some of our top stories after we take those calls. Stay with me.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's start going to your phone calls, and I'm going to get into home prices post record annual drop. Prices may make 1929 look like a walk in the park. United Nations propaganda comic book designed to brainwash U.S. kids. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Mark. Mark's been holding patiently, and I'm not sure where Mark's calling from. So, caller, just tell me where you're calling from. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I've moved out to my dad's place out in the country, a bit out from Atlanta, because...
Okay, you're calling from Georgia. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. I believe we need a prayer bomb, and I want to point out that fasting is like turbocharged prayer, and we don't want to pray. We need to pray for Dr. Paul, of course, and people like you, and you're ever in our prayers, but we also need to remember the admonition of Christ that love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Remember the biblical namesake of the good Dr. Paul. The church was praying for Saul of Tarsus, and look what happened to him. Okay?
Absolutely.
Could you imagine if, say, Nick Rockefeller or Henry Kissinger were to be convicted of their sin and completely spill the beans on what...
Well, that could happen with a lot of these people. I doubt that the David Rockefeller, I think he's too far gone.
But then, like I said, look at Saul of Tarsus. He was murdering the saints of the first century church.
That's right. He was a police state operator. But you can't even convince some of the population today that there's a such thing as a police state. To them, it was good that Saul was killing Christians.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he's wearing a black uniform. He must be good. Taser them.
Well, yeah. Well, like I said,
the state is only to be trusted. The state is only good. The state only does good. Worship them.
Well, he did write Romans 13:1, but like I say, that word "suke" gets left out of most translations. The thing is, I agree with you.
We need to pray for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right. Well, I saw the latest Harry Potter movie after it came out in the dollar theaters, And there was this one scene where, you know, they said to Harry, you've got a power he doesn't have. And when Harry was faced with the embodiment of evil, the evil that murdered his parents, you know, he said, I feel sorry for, you know, you will never know love or friendship. I feel sorry for you. And the evil that stood before him, that was getting ready to murder him, recoiled in absolute terror.
Because that took the fun out of it, absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk to Blazer 1. And Blazer, tell me where you're calling from. Blazer?
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Memphis.
Welcome.
How you doing? I had I just want to commend you on what you're doing on trying to awaken the people consciousness politically, and let you know that I'm a avid supporter of you, and I listen to your radio show, and I spread the word about, you know, what you're trying to do, and it's like people just don't believe that their government would do that to them, and I'm like, the government has committed treason.
The government has been taken over by foreign private interests, and it gets more and more corrupt.
Yeah, the CFR, the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, and the UN equals world dictatorship, one government. And I think the power, that's a power of evil that is, you know, organized. And we as a people, as a nation, we naturally we are loving, you know what I'm saying? But we can't come together because, like you said, we got the divide and conquer method. You got the black against the brown, the black against the white against the brown, red. I'm talking about, it's so much.
Man against the woman, woman against the man, northerner against southerner, you're rich against the poor.
Right.
Everybody feels like they're all part of their own little group. Meanwhile, there's this tiny 0.1% that's the global elite ruling over us all, hurting us all, carrying out eugenics against us all. Exactly.
Right. So my thing is, to the power to fight that power is collective consciousness. There's so much power in collective consciousness when people can come together, whether it be white, brown, Indian, Mexican. I'm talking about unify, unity, love. You know what I'm saying?
Sir, I agree with you, and I love your call. I really appreciate it, and I'm sorry I've had all callers hold so long. I just was so much news being gone over a week. And I'm about to go to more calls here in a moment, and the number is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Texas, 836-0590. I mean, there's so many things I want to warn you about, so many things I want to point out. But you've got the general public thinking that they are members of the elite because they're wealthy or they're well-to-do. You are not members of the elite. You're under the same system that everybody else is under. And, again, the elite are studying how humans operate, studying how societies operate, studying our interactions, how to manipulate us, how to brainwash us, how to program us, how to compartmentalize the brainwashing and propaganda to where many of those putting it out aren't even aware they're doing it. This is complex stuff. And what I want listeners to understand is don't believe anything I'm saying. A, check it out for yourself. B, C, just start realizing that there is alternative agendas going on. There are powerful elites. They are doing a lot of things in secret and quasi-secret. They are controlling the infrastructure of our society. Who do you think designs the roads and, you know, designs the global area codes and you know, who puts all that together? That's only one small layer of all this. Here's an example. For 30 years, they said there is no global government, there is no move for global government, there is no Council on Foreign Relations, there is no Bilderberg Group, there is no plan to toll road existing roads, there is no plan for an American Union. They precondition you, that, and then they come out and do it later. And then you're still saying it doesn't exist, even as they announce it on the news, because you might look cookie to your neighbors. Do you like being manipulated? Do you like being conned? Do you like being lied to? Do you like being manipulated and brainwashed? I mean, I know what I'm talking about. It's so ridiculous. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Rachel calling. Rachel, where are you calling me from?
Hello. I'm calling from the Louisville area, Louisville, Kentucky.
Welcome.
Hi. I actually had somebody on YouTube ask me to call into your show because of what I'm dealing with. I know that you've talked with Ted Gunderson in the past.
Yeah, former FBI agent, section chief. He ran the L.A. district, yeah.
Correct. My dad was actually killed along with Fred Alvarez in Rancho Mirage and that had to do with the Cabazon reservation. I'm not sure if you're aware of that entire story.
It rings a bell. Yes, I'm a little bit familiar.
The Inslaw affair, the Iran-Contra affair,
yes.
October surprise,
yes.
And trafficking. I just found out recently about all this stuff. For years I've been kind of, you know, I was told that there was somebody in the witness protection program, and if I didn't shut up, they would die. And so I just found out about this about 4 months ago, about what's going on. And right now I'm actually doing, I have a website where I'm doing videos showing what's happening to me as I'm uncovering this. We recently just got the case unsuspended just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, listen, my producer's sitting in there right now. Why don't you give your website out on air so folks can check it out, and we'll look into it.
Okay. My website is www.desertfae, and that's DESERTFAE.com. And like I said, I have videos up there. There's videos from me talking to Michael Reconosciuto, Ted Gunderson.
Sure, this is dealing with all sorts of government drug trafficking and
correct,
and
like the Octopus. I'm not sure if you know who Danny Casolaro is.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Basically, I'm on the same path as Danny. And I've had Black Hawk helicopters.
Oh, I know, yeah. Listen, what we'll do is we'll check out your website and get in touch with my producer, and I'll look at it. I mean, they just had a CIA aircraft crash with 3.3 tons of pure cocaine in Mexico, trying to come into the U.S. and got in a storm and crashed. That was in the back of the paper. And then they'll SWAT team your house looking for drugs. I mean, it's a sick joke. I mean, in the mid-70s, they fired over two-thirds of the New York detective squad because they were all dealing in drugs. Again, we're not saying cops are bad, but the system always goes bad, and when it goes bad, it goes worse there than anywhere else because it's got government power behind it. We have a very scientific corrupt system running things today, and they're setting up global government and getting rid of all your rights, all your liberties, all your freedoms. There's thousands of different propaganda campaigns going on. When we get back, I'll tell you about the economy, tell you about what's happening with the United Nations brainwashing our children. Your call. Stay with us.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Daily, we're warned about E. coli, SARS, bird flu, MRSA, and influenza. Dr. Gregory Poland, Director of Vaccine Research at the Mayo Clinic, said it's absolutely positively going to happen. But did you know there is no plan to combat a major outbreak in this country? Introducing the Hazard Decontamination Kit. The Hazard Kit contains a fog applicator, Tyvek protective suit, gloves, a mask, and enough concentrate to make 32 gallons of fogging liquid, and it's so easy to use. Doesn't your family and business deserve the insurance of having your own hazard kit? Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your hazard kit today. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt says any community that doesn't prepare because they think the federal government will be able to rescue them will be tragically disappointed. Only $269 plus shipping and handling. Isn't your family worth it? Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and get your own weapon of mass protection.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, Mitchell, Robert, others, we're going to hear calls here in just a moment. Yeah, I'm very close to just coming in and doing each show on one topic, because then I can really go through things, explain them, document, and I do that sometimes with guests, but at the same time, there's just so much news and so many different things I want to hit on, like this: home prices post record annual drop. Reuters: prices of existing U.S. single-family homes recorded their biggest annual drop in October, suggesting the housing slump is far from over. Again, we get these a few months later. A national home price gauge released on Wednesday showed the Standard & Poor's year-over-year index of 10 metropolitan areas fell, and that was 6.3 to 6.7% just in a month. I mean, we're talking 20-plus percent in the last year. Here's the London Telegraph. Crisis may make 1929 look like a walk in the park. As central banks continue to splash their cash over the system, so far little effect. Ambrose Evans-Pritchard argues things are rapidly spiraling out of control. $20 billion here, $20 billion there, a lush of $500 billion from the European Central Bank to give away rates for Christmas. Buckets of liquidity are being splashed over the North American, North Atlantic banking system so far with merger or meager fleeting effects. And it goes on. Folks, the derivatives, just leverage junk paper, AAA rated. I mean, they AAA rate things. They can't even, in court when there's been lawsuits, they can't even tell investors what it is. It's just total made-up money, $1,500 trillion. That's hard to get your mind around, $1,500 trillion. That's 1,500 trillions stacked end to end. See, I could talk for 10 hours about this. I shouldn't even have gotten into it because the fiat system's done this. The global banks did this. They created a wall of money. They bought everything up with it. Then they leveraged you out on debt by design to get control of you. We have IMF documents. I mean, it isn't my opinion. I mean, it's obvious they're trying to get us like a drug dealer getting somebody leveraged out on heroin or cocaine. But, I mean, this now has become just, we got their own documents saying they're doing it. So when they take everything you've got and then they're posing as your savior on top of it, just remember IMF World Bank documents. Google that. IMF World Bank documents. Just Google that. Holy mackerel. I told you back in 2002 all this was going to happen by 2008. I wish I was wrong. Of course, that was Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank, quitting and going public. Kind of guest we bring you. I'm not bragging. It's kind of like I'm coming to you telling you your house is on fire and you're still going, yeah, Al-Qaeda's going to get me. I better give up all my rights because Al-Qaeda attacked us because they hate our freedom. So the government's taking all my freedom as fast as they can. And then I've got all this news. I Could have spent an hour on this. This is from United Press International, or you can just go to the UN and read it from themselves. By the way, the UN has announced they have now gotten the U.S. to sign on to a global carbon tax. They call it the first world tax, but then you're called a conspiracy theorist if you read their press release. See how that's basic psychology? UN to team up with Marvel Comics. It says they're going to start out with 1 million American children each month being sent Marvel Comics promoting the United Nations and global government. It actually reports this, but it says that it just starts with that. They plan to get every child in America repeated comics so they understand the global architecture and the international community and how it works. Of course, the U.S. government and the Ford Foundation have been giving Mexicans for 50 years, 50 years comic books that say the U.S. belongs to Mexico to break the U.S. up. And, of course, for 50 years, the U.S. has been giving Wahhabist comic books, that's Al-Qaeda, to kids all over Central Asia and the Middle East, again, to radicalize them. That's been the mainstream news. You see, this is brainwashing. And used to, only the honor students were recruited into United Nations control. Every public school in the country, every major private school in the country, the best and brightest are recruited to model UN. Okay? In fact, I had a couple of my cousins recruited into it. I wasn't an A-plus student, so I wasn't. But I went and covered UN brainwashing sessions with the cream of Texas students at UT in my film America Destroyed by Design. And I would tell people, and they would say, I staged the UT shoot. It doesn't exist. Hey, this ain't going to work anymore. Saying the plunge of the dollar doesn't exist doesn't work anymore. Saying we're not going into a high-tech police state doesn't work anymore. Saying aspartame's good for you or mercury is good for you doesn't work anymore. UN to team up with Marvel Comics. Marvel Comics, the United Nations, are teaming up to create comic books to show superheroes working with the agency to rid the world of conflict and disease. The UN runs the black op extermination programs, their own documents. They want to reduce our numbers by 80%. They use that as the mask, their save the poor, give them vaccinations to carry out their extermination. They've been caught. My film Endgame documents it. Imagine being me, folks. I know all this. I've studied it. And I have to sit there and watch them pose as good guys. United Nations propaganda comic book designed to brainwash kids. Go read Curt Nemo's report. This has got the Wall Street Journal, the UN's own reports, all condensed into it. And it says that go to the UN site. There's hundreds of pages. I scanned through it. And it's talking about getting them ready for a global government, a global community. This is brainwashing. But we can't get the stinking know-it-all yuppies because they live in a $1 million house and drive a Mercedes. They think they're part of the elite. You're nothing. Do you understand? The only chance you've got of saving this country and saving the wealth you've got and saving all of our wealth, you idiots, is waking up to the New World Order and finding out the Republican and Democratic parties are bought and paid for and joining people that want to defend the Republic and defend sovereignty wherever we find it. I don't care if it's an Indian reservation or this country. We better have something that isn't controlled by this global government. And we better get the UN out of all our public schools. The average parent has no idea that the UN literally under treaty controls what goes in every textbook in the country. What do you think UNESCO does that Bush just signed back onto? I'm sorry, I'm out of control now. Go get this story at truthnews.us, please, and get it out to everybody. I want to beat these people. I want to stop these people. Just start looking around you. Start researching. Realize there's a lot more going on than you know. Don't believe me. Just realize stuff's going on. Start investigating. You're not going to believe what you find. We're inches away from total depression, total martial law, and it's all engineered. I'm jamming in two calls. Mitchell and Austin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. A common thread of all you've been bringing up today is how to combat it. I want to appeal to your listeners to affidavit their votes for Ron Paul. We've got a website at ronpaulvotecount.com.
Massive election fraud everywhere. We've got to stop them.
And we've got a very decentralized approach that's pretty easy to implement. It's adaptable to whatever resources or people available y'all have in your communities. And we're just encouraging people to look at the site, sign on, or contact us to be state coordinators for their area, county coordinators.
And you're going to go out and do what, exit polls?
No, it's not an exit poll. It's basically once people vote, send in their affidavit to a central person who we go.
Yeah, well, I would spot focus on areas like Austin, in New Hampshire, you know, key areas to have those affidavits to then show, hey, we got more affidavits. You know, they've had cases, and I appreciate your call. Give the website out again.
RonPaulVoteCount.com.
All right, my friend. Yeah, I've heard of it. Good job. They've had all these cases where there'll be a guy running against a corrupt mayor, and then he and his wife and go vote, and he still doesn't get one vote. You know, it's ways of proving the fraud. Let's talk to Robert in Las Vegas. You take us out of there, tail gunner. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hey, first off, I want to thank you for all you do, Alex. But I wanted to talk about Benazir Bhutto. You know, so if you look into her history, she's a pretty crooked politician. So
no, she was total New World Order. I understand that. Controlled by the U.S., Israel, and England. And I said that in the last hour. My point is that the motive, it helps Musharraf stay in power. The U.S. is going to stage a new investigation for him. They help give him the nukes. They put him in power. And when I say U.S., the globalists that use us. But you got the floor. Go ahead.
She embezzled literally billions of dollars from Pakistan. That's why her and Nawaz Sharif were exiled in the first
place. That's the report. The point is that they shot her and then blew her up, and then that helps keep the martial law in place.
But essentially, they were both U.S. puppets, so why do you think that the U.S. is turning on Musharraf now?
Because that's the guy that they have put everything on and helped stage a coup with in 99 to get out the last prime minister. He's saying it's Musharraf. The evidence shows it's Musharraf. The witnesses said they shot her. Now they're covering that up. She said Musharraf, it may kill me. He may have been behind the last one. I'm not saying that she's good. I know Bhutto is corrupt. But my point is that do you see how this helps continue the martial law and helps in the election because she was challenging him? Regardless, Musharraf, the evidence shows, is behind it. It could be something else, but most of it points there. What do you think?
I think the same thing. You know, they're trying to delay the elections as long as they can.
Robert, I appreciate your call. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. Films are available at InfoWars.com. Get them. Make copies. Get them out to people. Endgame is the most powerful film ever made when it comes to exposing the New World Order. Google Endgame today. God bless you all.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The disciples...